Our Heavenly Father, we thank you very much just being here to raise our voice to praise you. Your word reminding us, let everything that have breath praise the Lord, praise the Lord. So we give the glory to you, Father, especially in the day of Thanksgiving service celebration. And at this moment in time, we also pray for Deacon John and his son had a fever this morning. So I pray you will be with him and also be with all of us in this room. And we give our praise to you and we pray in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. You may be seated. Give thanks. I have the PowerPoints at the bottom of the screen. Today it got interesting because you will see two languages in the slides, Vietnamese and English. The intention of this sermon is supposed to be for the Vietnamese folks. However, roughly about 10 o'clock last night, I got a phone call from Deacon Johns. He had a fever. So I pray the Lord, I will do the English sermon, but my brain is on the Vietnamese, so you bear with me. Thanksgiving. And how many of you have Thanksgiving dinner on Thursday? Praise the Lord. It's kept interesting. Our family gather together, also have Thanksgiving dinner. And also, the next day, I visit another family. We also have Thanksgiving dinner. And I listen to the prayer from one of the boys. And this boy, you know, thank you, Father, for the Thanksgiving dinner. Thank you for the family, for grandma, for grandpa. Thank you for the turkey, for the ham. Thank you for the mashed potato, the green beans. And suddenly he paused. And everybody, what happened? Did he lost the word? And suddenly he said, I don't like broccoli. Can I just thank you, Lord, but not bless the broccoli? And everybody kept laughing. And back at home, but when Psalm 150 reminding us about Thanksgiving, but also in the church. But before I go to Thanksgiving on Psalm 150, I want to remind all of you, because all of you, when you celebrate Thanksgiving in America, what exactly happened years ago? Because Thanksgiving Day is a long tradition. It's one of the national holidays. And if you study American history, a year after the Plymouth colonists set foot settled in the new land, they called United States of America. At that time, there is no United States of America yet, but they come to America. After 1 year, they have the celebration of Thanksgiving to thank God because they go through the struggle. A lot of people die when they settle in America at that time. So they gather together, had a feast, and they call Thanksgiving. So, and from that tradition, and later on become like each year, and then it spread out for all the states and become the national holidays. Most of us in this room, we are immigrant. So when we celebrate Thanksgiving, we also need to remember the people from the past, how struggled they are first year. But if they thanks to the Lord, you know, after 1 year with all the blessing and the same thing, probably maybe not you, but maybe your parent, first generation immigrant, they really appreciate the freedom and all the food we have around the table. So even you don't like broccoli, you still praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord, for the broccoli or whatever, bún bò, even though it's not turkey or ham. Okay. So Psalm 150, one verse I pick is, let everything that has breath praise the Lord, praise the Lord. And when you study Psalm 150, three things is very, very obvious in this passage. Number one, what exactly our focus of our thing? So when you thank the Lord, what exactly, who do you focus to? And number two, what is your motivation of thanksgiving, of thanks? When you say thank, what motivates you to do so? And also, what method, how you present and how you exercise your thanks? So Psalm 150 reminding us about that. And of course, throughout the Bible, there's a lot of verses in Psalm 100 also remind us about thanks. And of course, in, you know, 1 Chronicles, same thing, Hebrew, a lot of verses in the Bible reminding us about thanks. But I pick Psalm 150. It just helps us to refocus when we give thanks. What exactly is it? So the focus of our thanks, the Bible talking about, praise the Lord, praise God in His sanctuary. Praise Him in His mighty firmament. So Psalm 150 talking about we celebrate, we praise God in the church, the sanctuary. And of course, that reason we pick Sunday for celebration, Thanksgiving, in the church. But Thursday, Friday, perhaps you celebrate at home. Okay? So when you come to the church, where are you in the church? Are you outside the church? Are you in the hallway? Are you still out there, not enter the church, the sanctuary, the worship center? A lot of people, yes, even though Sunday I go to church, but I'm not in the church, in worship God. Psalm 150, Psalm 100 also remind us, and enter into His gate with thanksgiving, and into His court with praise. Be thankful to Him and bless His name. So even when you just step inside the church, not even inside the worship center yet, it's still out there. Psalm 100 reminding us, be thankful. Okay? Be thankful, thanksgiving, praise. Thankful Him and bless His name. So talking about the preparation of our heart when we come to worship, to thanks the Lord. Okay, now you walk inside the worship center. The Bible talking about praise the Lord, praise God in His sanctuary, praise Him in His mighty firmament. I couldn't zoom it in the Bible, I purposely picked the book of Job in the Bible, the page. And you understand Job, even though he go through trial, he go through a lot of experience, bad experience. But if you study the book of Job, he still thanks the Lord. So that's a good lesson we can learn from Job. So when we walk inside the worship center, when we praise the Lord, and we listen to His message with a thankful heart, because it had to be from the heart. Because your action would worth not much if your heart is not prepared. And you are talking about, and praise Him in His mighty firmament. It's talking about the motivation we have. Okay? So the praise, when you praise the Lord, the praise the Lord and we're thankful for about Him, on Him, this would help you to move from your focus of your life from the me center to Christ or God center. So it's very, very difficult for us. Sometimes we come, we say, we thank the Lord, we focus, but somehow we still focus on ourselves. We're not really, okay, break away from me in order to worship God. So we have to move from me-centered, you know, ourselves, our life, and move to God, so we can fully praise Him when we thank the Lord. But it's also, what exactly the motivation of thanks? Psalm talking about, praise Him for His mighty acts. Praise Him according to His excellent greatness. Some of you study the Bible, you know, you read through the passage, yeah, you know, the Lord split the sea, the Red Sea, and the Israelite walked through the Red Sea like on dry land. And sometimes you say, well, but nothing huge happened. So I don't have the experience like Moses and the people. So how do I supposed to focus? How can I have motivation if nothing really excitement like Moses, the story of split the Red Sea? But again, when you look at the passage, you also understand every day of your life, some miracles happen. And we need to be close to the Lord enough so we can recognize it, okay? And when you study this passage about the motivation, suddenly you recognize the character of God. There's three characters of God which help me, and I hope help you to motivate you. First of all, justice. Because when you understand about God's wonderful character, the God of justice, because the word of justice is have awesome meaning because God always makes something right, even in the wrong situation. Talk to your parents, first immigrant. They will tell you the story, you know, sometime when they look back, how the world thing happened. How the world between the war when people around us die and you still alive, or the parents still alive, to get out of the country. How the world we can cross the sea when we have nothing, no food, no nothing. And we get to America and suddenly we have enough food to eat. Just look at the Thanksgiving dinner. And that amazes. Sometimes we need to look back. So the lesson we'll also learn about the justice. If somebody mistreats you, don't worry about it because God is going to be justice because God loves justice. Some friend of mine one time told me, God showed him during his morning devotion, praying time. And he come to realize nobody can cheat you if you keep your faith in God. If somebody takes something from you, don't sweat on it. Even if God has to work it out through 100 people to get it on the way back around you, you will get it back. And sometimes we do certain thing, and then years later, somehow we get the return. And that God justice. It's kind of amazing. So the message I'm getting from a friend of mine is nobody can mistreat you and get by with it if you have your faith in God. Long time ago, when I was young, I'm not really taking his word, you know, his advice. But now I'm old enough, I'm look back for 30 years, and his word, it's really true, because God, he's just. But another thing, the second characteristic of God, he's good. I love the song, and hopefully we have enough time at the end, we sing again on God is good. Because God is good, this fact, God is good, never change. He is good all the time. Because Psalm 34, verse 8 is also talking about taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man who takes refuge in him. God is good. He's always good. Let me tell you the secret. If you go through the personal trouble and look like the whole world is collapsed on you, all you have to say, God is good. He's always good. Just repeat that verse. And suddenly, inside of you, something has happened. And suddenly, you view the world is not that bad because God is good. When you go back to the Bible, Paul in the prison, he didn't change. But he still praised the Lord. He thanked the Lord because he knows God is good. But because of his action on the Roman soldier come to Christ. Because they're so surprised. That's what's going on. And he shared the message. You go back and you read so many Christians go through persecution. But they still say, God is good. He's always good. Right now you have good life right now. Okay? But if you don't remember anything from me today, just remember God is good. He's always good. Because we don't know the future. You may go through some personal trial, personal test, but always remember God is good. He is always good. And that's the secret of living. But another thing, the excellent greatness from God, sometime during that personal trial, a personal painful, look at the cross. Look at the heart of God. Because how in the world God become man and carry my sin and the world's sin on a bus and die on the cross for us. So give us the courage so we can look at life from God's eyes and God's heart. The third characteristic of God, you need to remember, he's holy, holiness. God is holy, but what exactly it means when you say God is holy? To be holy is to be righteous or to be right. So it makes our life much easier if we would realize God always righteous. Sometimes, even me, you know, I say, Lord, so many things go wrong, so where's your righteous? You read the newspaper, sometimes it pull you down and say, where's God? But remember, he does is right, whether I like it or not. Something has happened for the purpose, but at the end, he always right. So he always right, whether it feel good for me or not, but it's right, whether or not I agree with it or not, he's always right. So when you look at from that perspective, so when you go to school, you're at work, and suddenly your attitude and your view of life different. Some of you, just recently the parent, a lot of diaper, a lot of poop, a lot of midnight wake up, and sometimes how in the world I have the kid. I only have, you know, I'm work 10 hours a day, 14 hours a day, sometimes 16 hours a day. And here, the kid keep crying at night. Can I just have 1 hour straight sleep with no disturb? Okay? It's not fair. Why some other kid, they sleep 4 hours, you know, wake up every 4 hours. Some other children kid, they wake up, you know, they sleep 6 hours a night. And my kid is only every 1 hour to wake up. And it takes me an hour and a half to go back to sleep. But at that moment in time, remember, he's good. He's always good. And year from now, you look back and you say, the boy or the girl look not bad at all. He reflected of me, okay, of ye. And suddenly you have the motivation and the joy and you don't feel that tired. And when you trust in God's justice, God's goodness, God's holiness, and suddenly when you pray to God, he answers you. Okay, he answers you maybe 15 minutes of sleep equal to 4 hours. I don't know if you experience or not, but sometimes our 5 minutes sleep equal like 1 hour. 15 minutes sleep equal like 3 hours, 4 hours. It's just like fully recharged. And suddenly, 30 minutes of lunchtime, pass out for 20 minutes and wake up fully charged when the people around you in chaos, eating lunch and talking, and you just fall asleep for 20 minutes in 3-hour lunch, and you wake up and you feel refreshed. And at that moment in time, you need to remember, God is just, God is good, and God is holy. He would help you to go through that parenthood, not only just a couple of months, but probably for a lifetime. But it's also talking about the methods of thanks. Praise Him with the sour trumpet. Praise Him with the lute of harp. Praise Him with the timbre and dance. Praise Him with the string instrument and flutes. Praise Him with the loud cymbals. Praise Him with clashing. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord, praise the Lord. So what exactly Psalm tried to communicate to us when we come to Him, thanks to Him? He's talking about the joys of celebration. Today our church celebrates. Hopefully you have joys. So let us stand up. Let express your joys. Stand up and do it right. They're talking about we have to put in action. Okay, your heart, your thanks, right? Your motivation. Now let's all stand up. Let's do some exercise. Woo! Woo! Okay. Any song you remember? Okay. The birthday boy, Arnold. Arnie. Get on the drum. Come on. Okay, with the sound of the trumpet. Where's Stephen? Where's the flute? You know how to play the music? Get on the drum. Come on, and then we're going to sing God is Good. Okay. Okay, he said, whatever we praise the Lord with instrument we have in hand. Let's have the drum. Beat on the drum. Joyful sound. All right. Our instrument the hand. Let's clap the hand. Clap like this. Okay, the singing team. God is good. Okay, no, the music. The music. Okay, he good all the time. Okay. Now praise with loud. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Okay. Where's... Yes, yes. The song, come on. With the string instrument, and the song is God is Good. And he switched to the song God is Good. You have to go through the exercise. Okay, is your heart ready for thanks? Yes. Is your motivation ready to thanks the Lord? Yes. Now, let the real, okay? Because at the beginning you sing, God is good, God is good. I want to say, God is good. You're like, okay. Okay, let's do with a joyful sound. Where's Kathy? Okay, see you later. Anybody know how to? Okay, let's just pray with whatever. But if you can, just clap the hand because that's the instrument of the hand and the sound.
King of my heart.
Remote control.
Mountain where I run, the fountain I drink from, is my song. King of my heart, be the shallow where I hide, the ransom for my life.
Oh, He is my song. You are good, good. Oh, You are good. You are good, good. Oh, You are good, good. Oh, let the King of my heart Be the wind inside my sails, the anchor in the waves. Oh, he is my song. Let the king of my heart be the fire inside my veins, the echo of my days. Oh, he is my song. You are good, good. Oh, 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 you're never gonna let, never gonna let me down. You're never gonna let, never gonna let me down. You're never gonna let, never gonna let me down. You're never gonna let, you're never gonna let me down. You are good, good. Oh, you are good, good. Oh, let's hear y'all sing it. When the night is holding on to me, God is holding on. When the night is holding on to me, God is holding on.
Other hand. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, one more time we come to you with grateful heart because you are good and always good. So I pray that every day of our life we always give thanks to you. May God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit be with all your people in this room. Always give thanks to the Lord every moment of their life. Whatever or whenever or whatever in the situation they be in, they always thank to you. And I pray in the name of Christ. Amen.